good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder in Ho-Chunk, and my colonized name is Robert Pilot, and I'm here with my co-host Wendy Pilot in Ogama with the news. Lewis is on special assignment today. He's putting out fires for Native Roots Radio Network, and so we're giving him a big shout-out. Hopefully he's listening in and smiling that we did that. Wendy, good to see you. I've been busy with my other job, and I see you've been busy out in the front with your new garden.
Yeah, I have a pollinator garden going in. And I'm really lucky to have Kaylee Moody helping me. And she's the designer of the project. And she's decided on which plants go where and which plants help other plants, which I know nothing about. So I just want to say thank you so much to Kaylee for doing this. I've been helping hauling mulch. I had mulch all over me. I think I still have some in my hair right now. But it's been really great. I have a little rain garden and a stumpery, and there's going to be bees, butterflies, and birds, and all kinds of things. We might even get some tree frogs. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your COVID-19 questions.
Well, it's interesting. I was not on the show yesterday, and I watched the show. It was a great show, by the way. I was in an area meeting, and I couldn't make it, but you guys did a great job. And it seems like I haven't been on in a long time, so that's really weird.
Well, you're here today.
Yes.
I'm glad you're here.
So let's get to Ogama right now with the news. We just want to give Ogama a quick shout-out, too, with all the work she does here.
Absolutely.
And getting the news that you don't hear anywhere else, Wendy.
So we couldn't do it without her.
That's right. Welcome, Ogama.
Hey, Niam Buju, and thank you for that wonderful intro and for your appreciation. I appreciate you two both as well. I would not be here without either of you, so the feeling is very mutual. Today, I wanted to start with a little bit of Line 3 news. So if you have not yet heard, there is another Treaty People Walk for Line 3 in Minnesota. They are walking the Line 3 pipeline route from Backus, Minnesota, to the first terminal, at the Wisconsin Point in Superior, Wisconsin. So they're going basically from the north-central area of Minnesota straight across east to the terminal. And they just finished up the first and second days, and it's looking like it's just a really beautiful event, similar to the Treaty People Walk for Line 3 that ended at the Capitol. It looks like our relative here, Sherry Couture, who I'd like to give a shout-out to as well, has been making sure that I'm aware of this event and what's happening with it, said that she smiles a lot to watch each one of the spirits glow and gifts shine more every day. And there's a ripple effect that flows like the river with the people on this walk. And I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, the weather has cooled down, but I mean, a lot of these people did the Treaty People Walk for water from the headwaters to the Capitol. And now they're going from Backus to Superior. So, I mean, it absolutely makes me so proud, makes my heart sing to see people getting out there and just bringing their spirits and their prayers and taking that show on the road. It's really awesome. Another really cool thing that happened this week is that Greta Thunberg, who, as we all know, is a youth climate leader, had the school strike just this last week, September 10th, and one of the images that came through was one that said, Biden, stop Line 3, all the way over there. So that's really exciting, too, and shout out to Greta Thunberg as well. with equal weight to Sherry for spreading that message to other parts of the world, for reminding other parts of the planet what the U.S. has responsibility of right now. What else do we have here? I don't think I have too much more on line three news other than I just want to remind you. Noreen reminded me of this today, that the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, gave Enbridge an increased water allowance from 5 million gallons of water to 5 billion gallons of water in what is the most unprecedented drought in this area in the last 100 years. And the way that they reminded me of this, Noreen did, is that people, it was a picture that says people don't have a strong intuitive sense of how much bigger 1 billion is than 1 million. It says 1 million seconds is 11 days. 1 billion seconds is 31 and a half years.
Oh.
So that's the difference in water that the Minnesota DNR has allowed Enbridge to take from Minnesota during a drought for, I believe it was $150 amended application fee.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. We just are so irritated. And also, we know that this past year, I want to re-bring up that, you know, the water is going on the stock market as a commodity. And we need to really resist and divest.
Exactly. Another thing that I seen posted myself this morning is that we as consumers need to remember how much power we have when we consciously choose where we spend our money. So put your money where your mouth is, people, in every way that you can, every way that you can afford to. I know that we're not all doing very well sometimes, especially with COVID-19. I know a lot of people are still struggling from COVID-19, but where you can, you know, don't buy from people that are boycotting their employers. You know, if you can help it, don't buy from, is it Nestle that there's a boycott with right now?
Yes.
Yep, definitely.
Yep. If you can avoid Nestle, avoid Nestle. It's not, we're not asking for too much there, you know? Another interesting point here is the Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows Ski Resort has announced it's going to change its name to Palisades Tahoe effective immediately. Okay. And that is awesome. Yeah. The Washoe Tribe was part of the decision-making process for the new name, and that's because Squaw as a term is both racist and sexist.
Right.
I know there's a lot of places here still in Minnesota with that term, Squaw Lakes and other things like that. It's really just super disappointing to me. And then the last thing that I want to bring up is actually something Patrick Lilia from AM950 sent me today. Two men from the Navajo Nation made history on Saturday at the Rio Grande.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
The rivalry game. So the two men announced a D1 college football game in the Navajo language. So that's really, really, really cool. And it's the first thing that it happened, the first of its kind radio broadcast. And that was out of Albuquerque. So thank you, Patrick, for sending that over to me. That's really cool. I don't know that I would have caught that. I'm not a sports fan, so I appreciate you keeping up.
You gotta follow me on Facebook. I posted that up a couple days ago. The only thing that would make that better, Ogama and Wendy, is if it was done in Ho-Chunk. That's awesome, awesome news.
I think Ojibwe is the way to go, though, Robert. I mean, Anishinaabe Moin is definitely the superior language, right?
Oh, well, we're the people, the sacred voice. That's what Ho-Chunk means, and I'll buy that. Hey, Pini Gigi, for your news, Ogama, I really appreciate it. As always, on spot with everything. Today, we're going to have Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 on, and she'll be giving us an update. And it's just going to be an all-around cool show. And Wendy, you're going to be doing an animal section again.
I am. I'm going
Sacred
to give
animals.
Some. I'm going to be talking about Jen Rogers, and she has a 501c3 organization called Red Birds Trust about the Onaquai horses. I've talked about it before, so I'm just going to give some updates.
Yeah. Hey, and again, it's really weird that we don't have Lewis here on the screen pushing the buttons and making things happen. But he's on, like I said, a secret mission, and we really appreciated him out there. And maybe you can call in later and just say, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and up next, Nancy Bolio.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Bukun Jahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Right on. Hey, and speaking of which, our first regular guest here that we have, and it'll be 2 weeks in a row now that we've had Fancy Nancy back on. And I have nicknames for all our guests,
hey,
I think.
You do, don't
and we got Robert Blake from Red Lake, and we can go on and on. But we're always excited and blessed to hear what's happening up in the deep north for our listeners in Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago. Nancy's fighting the good fight up north, and she gives us immeasurable updates.
Yes.
Really. So welcome, Nancy, to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Bonjour. You know, Robert, for some reason I have a big smile today, probably because I'm really thankful for the rain we got last night. So, you know, in northern Minnesota, we were in severe drought and heard the news, and we've known the news that Enbridge was, they received that amended water permit for 5 billion gallons of water during an extreme drought. So, yeah, it's really disheartening that foreign corporations have more rights than us Native people, and we're the sovereign people here, and we're the one that gave the United States their sovereignty. But yeah, just again, I'm thankful for the rain. I'm slowly winding my way back to the world of resistance again. It was a time of what do you call it, to decompress, to rejuvenate. Yeah, reflect. And most importantly, though, I want to give a big shout-out today to, you know, some of our treaty people out there who are, you know, constantly always out there doing something to bring awareness to our treaties. And so I want to give a shout-out to the treaty people walk Line 3. And right now, I believe it's their third day, and I think they started on Sunday out of Bacchus, and after walking And I'm getting this from their Facebook page, so I just want people to make sure that they follow them at the Treaty People Walk Line 3 on Facebook, so they can get more information and find out ways they can join. Maybe they need a ride to join the walk or whatever. But after walking 250 miles from the Mississippi headwaters to the Minnesota State Capitol, they're going to continue their migration as Treaty People, bring in their prayerful walk 160 more miles along the route of Line 3 to its endpoint at Gitche-Gumee, or Gitche-Gumee. Some people pronounce it different ways. The Great Sea, other people know it as Lake Superior, and through the treaty teachings, the songs, the prayers, and the solidarity with fellow water protectors, they intend to cultivate healing on this journey, and they're going to walk to honor treaties, which are supreme law of the land. So they're going to pray for the water, the Manoomin, and the Anishinaabe land that is being violated by Enbridge. And then they're going to also bear witness to the destruction along the route and also celebrate the natural beauty of Mother Earth. They strive to protect. So, yeah, if you have time, please join our treaty walkers on the Line 3 route. And also want to give a shout-out to those that lead that walk, and that is Sherry and Carrie. And so, Miigwech for being out there. And Robert, if my war pony would quit breaking down, I might be in some of these walks.
We just saw. Yeah, that isn't funny. Joe Morales today, and we know he was really big in the walk with you.
Yeah, well, mostly with everybody else. I was only there to have lunch with them and then walk them in due to, you know, some of my needing some space because I've been working so hard. But I'm ready to work hard again, and I also want to, you know, give a shout-out to the 8th Annual Ride Against the Current of Oil, and that's hosted by Honor the Earth, and they're going to ride the Line 3. So somewhere along the way, the walkers and the riders are going to probably find a forceful gathering, peaceful and beautiful. And I hope my war pony's fixed by then, because I'd really love to be with all those beautiful people, because I've been, you know, Honor the Earth, and I've been with the Treaty Walkers, and there's just such strong, beautiful people, and it's just community all the way around. And so that ride begins tomorrow out of the Welcome Water Protector Center in Palisades. So if you want to learn more about that, you can visit them at Horse Nations at Honor earth.org, or contact HOKA, that's H-O-K-A, at 701-312-9032. And I'll say that one more time. That's HOKA at 701-312-9032. So, again, I encourage people, if you don't have a horse, you can join the walk, and make sure that you're packed and you know, Minnesota has, you know, weather that we can't ever figure out, Robert. So, yeah, I think today is Indian summer up north here, though, so I'm sure our walkers are staying warm. And it's beautiful blue sky up here.
It's cold. I had to put my parka on here today. And Wendy's warm because she's working out in front with Kaylee all day, putting down the mulch and getting that
a pollinator garden going.
Yeah, so she's really bringing her expertise from the metro area to northern Minnesota, because she also works with Indigenous Environmental Network in their community garden. I see that Fridays. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing that, too. And also what I want to, you know, tell people of, Robert, is the event that's happening in Washington, D.C., October 11th through the 15th. And every week until then, I'm going to remind people about the people versus fossil fuels. And we have to remember that President Biden promised to be a climate champion, respect Indigenous rights, and fight for environmental justice.
Yeah.
But obviously he failed on most of those, and so we need to have some demands. And so we are encouraging people to join us on those dates, and we're going to take action at the White House, and we're going to participate in civil disobedience and demand that President Biden choose a side. Is it going to be the people, or is it going to be the fossil fuels?
Exactly. Hey, there's a someone on Facebook here. I just want to say their first name. Shelley put up, call Biden at 202-456-1111 between 11 and 3, Tuesday through Thursday. He doesn't work very much if that's the only time he's going to pick up the phone, the president. But
I don't think he's going to be picking it up. Somebody else will be picking it up for him.
A real big peeny-geegy-wee to Shelley for posting that up on us and reminding us in a good way to let our politicians know.
Sure. Let the people know that phone number one more time, Robert.
Yeah, it's 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. And that's between Tuesday and Thursdays, 11 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So not Central time.
Eastern time.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. We would hope that, everybody just make a sacrifice and attend one or all of those days at the Capitol. And, when I mentioned civil disobedience, a lot of people are like, wow, I don't want to go to jail. But when we think about the future, we really have to step it up, Robert, and put our bodies on the line. And I went to jail a few weeks ago or so, and it was just for one night. But I did that for the future. And I encourage other people to do it because, we still have our freedoms when we get out. We're not going to be changed in any way. And, and I think in the end we're going to have a good fight and we're going to bring the message across all the board that treaties do matter. And we're here standing in solidarity as Native and non-Natives to uphold those treaties. And so when we think about civil disobedience, it's a time-tested tactic for change, and we've seen that in the movement from the women's suffrage to the civil rights movement, and has proven that this is what's effective. And I think if we say, hey, what's a night in jail? It ain't nothing, compared to what the future brings. I think we can find a way to justify that a night in jail ain't nothing.
Well, Wendy's retired now, so it's time to arrest Wendy. She's got some time.
It's kind of funny, though, but being arrested is on my bucket list. I don't know how that sounds or not, but it is. So,
Wendy, that sounds like you need to come north.
I'm going to have to do it pretty soon.
Well, yeah, Good Trouble will be your middle name, Wendy. Good Trouble. And, so that's a good bucket list, if you ask me.
When she gets this beer garden or this bee garden done, we'll send her to Washington and get her arrested. And
there you go.
Get it like one of those pro cameras on her head, and we can go live.
Right. Well, here's the exciting news, I should say, is that when Joe and Kaylee find their way back up north, and we hook up with IEN, we're going to work on, a Minnesota delegation. How do we support our relatives and our people who otherwise can't afford to go get there? And so we are going to caravan out there. So I see Wendy Pilot in the lead vehicle in that pilot vehicle.
I do like to drive. That's the thing, because I always have to be in control of everything. So that'd be good for me too.
Yeah, and I'll fly out and meet you all.
There you go.
That's my game plan.
Yeah. So honestly, make those plans and let's do this. Let's be that delegation for Minnesota. And I think we've worked so hard to resist this pipeline, and our words continue to fall on deaf ears. And so I think we don't have a choice here but to go to Washington and remind Biden that it was our vote that got you in, and you made some promises, and we're here to have you take accountability to upholding those treaties and those promises you made during your campaign. Because without the Native vote, he wouldn't be our president right now. Not that we didn't, we didn't want Trump neither, but we did support Biden in his win, and I want him to know that. So we're going to have a couple of demands when we get down there that the president must stop approving fossil fuel projects and speed the end of the fossil fuel era, like right now, because we see climate change chaos almost every day on the news. If it's not here, it's somewhere else. And then our second demand is to declare a national climate emergency and launch a just renewable energy revolution, and we need to do that right away. And so that's why
Nancy, that could deepen the next segment. Do you have the capacity to be on another segment with this great show?
I'd love to.
All right, hey, why don't we do that? We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened with Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, Ogama, and Wendy. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Fall is here, and thank goodness I have my Toyota Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. We had to move our son back to campus, and it just took one trip. More than enough room for all our college students' gear. Plus, no matter what the school year holds for us, we'll be ready. Driving our kids to and from their schools, soccer games and sports practices, band and extracurricular clubs, and of course, getting out into autumn and enjoying all the fun activities before the snow flies. The Sienna is the absolute perfect family vehicle and the most comfortable vehicle I've ever driven. Check out the Sienna at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
This is David from The David Pakman Show, where we expose the hatriots, liars, and Trumpists on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, my name is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown. We're not just another print shop. We give back to the community and stand up for racial, social, and economic justice. At Minuteman Press Uptown, we understand Black Lives Matter and know love is love. We're the only minority-owned and proud union shop in the state. We're community involved and have over 100 years of industry experience. We believe our employees are vital to our success. That's why we pay a living wage with benefits.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I chose Minuteman Press because they match the values of our business. Their design team took our vision and idea and turned them into a beautiful, professional printed marketing piece on time as promised. They can help your business, nonprofit, or political campaign with printing, direct mail, signs, or other promotional needs that will help grow your organization. Call the printing company AM 950 Trust, Minuteman Press Uptown, at 612-870-0777 or find them online at mpuptown.com.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Clear skies overnight with a low of 52, then sunny on Wednesday with a high of 76. If you have a big home improvement project, Snap Construction can help with roofing, siding, decks, windows, and so much more. Go with the pros AM 950 Trust. Call 612-333-SNAP or visit snapconstruction.com.
This is Winona the Duke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Montessori American Indian Child Care Center. They are hosting an event called the Payne Phelan Harvest Festival, and it's taking place on Saturday, September 25th, 2021, between 1 and 4. They want you to join them for an indigenous showcase and Montessori activities led by the Montessori American Indian Child Care Center.
Wow, that was great. And Wendy, I just gave that to you for last second here, and that was, you read that like a pro.
Hey, you know.
Hey, we got Nancy Boley of Bemidji 350 on, and we're getting some really good. How do you say 411? Isn't that the old numbers you used to use for info back in the day? 411.
411.
Yeah. Hey, there was songs like that, right? I don't know, but now we just use the Googles, and then Googles tracks us and every step we make the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, some people say, I don't want to get vaccinated or vote because the government will keep track of me. Well, one, they assigned you a Social Security number when you got your birth certificate, and you're carrying your phone around. It's crazy how people are so paranoid these days, but yet we have this technology at our fingertips that will always give up our location and what our doings are, Robert.
Yeah. Hey, I just got a quick story, if you remember this, Nancy, but when Dakota Access Pipeline was happening, in the midst of it, and I think this is when they were really shooting off the arresting a lot of people, and they were shooting the bottle cans and rockets at peaceful protesters, and they needed people there. And what they did was they told everyone to check in Dakota Access Pipeline, you know, on their phone. And so there was people from all of the world were checking in there, and there was, you know, probably only a couple thousand people at camp, but it looked like there was like 100,000 people there, and the police and military came out in full force to nobody, really. Do you remember that?
I did the same thing too, Robert, but I was actually there at that same time, and kind of miss Standing Rock in a whole lot of ways, and I just even actually miss our beautiful water protectors here in Minnesota, you know, so I'm kind of excited to get this war pony of mine back on the road and hook up with some of these beautiful people that I seem to miss now, and you know, back to the people versus fossil fuels, you know, October 11th through the 15th, it's going to start off in a really beautiful way, Robert, on the first day, October 11th, Indigenous Day celebration. So if you're going to be in Washington, D.C. on Monday, October 11th, you got to make sure to bring your ribbon skirts and your ribbon shirts and your drums and your songs and your people. And let's remind Biden that we're still here and treaties do matter. So I think if a lot of our Native relatives can't be there for, you know, the full duration of the 5 days, then they need to make sure they land on Indigenous Day, October 11th, and bring their beautiful spirits, and let's be powerful on that day. Tuesday is, for each and every day, Robert, there's a theme on what's going to be happening there. So on Tuesday, they're going to have fossil fuels is driving the climate crisis, so that they're going to bring attention to that, like I mentioned earlier. If it's not here, it's somewhere there's climate crisis happening across this globe.
Right.
And then on Wednesday, they're going to do climate chaos is happening now, and so that will be a Tuesday will segue into Wednesday. And then Thursday will be we need real solutions, not false promises. So, again, we have to hold Biden accountable for his campaign promises.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, this is a youth-led action, and it is we did not vote for fossil fuels. So, again, we had a lot of young people involved in voting, and they're doing that because they care about the future and they want to save it because, Robert, you and I are getting kind of old, and we're not going to be around, you know, forever and ever. But these guys have decades left in their lives, and we have to leave them something. So I think it's important if we can be there and support the youth on Friday, that will be powerful as well. So I encourage people to spend as much time as you can in Washington on those 5 days. And you can visit them at their website, which is People Versus, that's VS, fossilfuels.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll get all the information they need about the event and ways they can find support as well. And so, again, you know, here in Minnesota, we're going to work together this week to find ways to send a delegation from here to Washington. And Wendy's going to lead the way.
Right on. And when you go to Washington, I know the last time I was there, and it was during the No Dapple, there was a big Native American, I think very similar to what's happening right now, and gave me the opportunity to go to the Lincoln Memorial and give President Lincoln half the peace sign, and not the good half.
Half the peace. Yeah, that would be another bucket list thing, you think, Wendy?
I have a good bucket list, and everything that is on my bucket list, nobody else has on their bucket list. I can guarantee it, and I don't want to jump out of a plane. I don't.
Oh.
It's not on my bucket list.
Wendy's out.
Yeah, Wendy
I'll put
is
that
out.
One on my bucket list now.
Yeah.
I think we'll all be headed for Washington. That's the hope anyways, and I think it's going to be a beautiful experience. It's going to be my first time there, so I'm excited for this, and if you know, just to give people a heads up, vaccinations are required. We're trying to keep each other safe. We have to, you know, that is part of public health, taking care of each other. You know, if you don't care about yourself that much, you should really consider doing something that will help protect your community. And we can't sit home and be afraid of COVID and not fight back, because that's how they win. So we have to take precautions and travel in a good way. So, again, visit their website and learn more. And this is going to be hosted by IEN, and there's going to be a lot of other sponsors that help push this action or this event forward. So, again, October 11th through the 15th, and bundle up.
Yeah, I've noticed a couple. Be careful if you're flying out there and using a budget airline. I've noticed a couple Karens and people getting kicked off the plane for not wearing their mask. And I don't know if alcohol was involved, but maybe insanity was involved. But there was just a couple just lately. So we'll have to fly a better airline than some of these, you know, where you have to put on four layers of clothes because they charge you extra for a bag. You know which one I'm talking about, Wendy.
I do. I won't mention it in on the air.
But I think we sued them. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Robert, I just want to mention, too, there's several airlines that are actually fining people in upwards of like $500 or $1,000 for a first offense and second offense consecutively if you refuse to wear a mask on the airplane. So that's something else to keep in mind, too. If you're going to be flying, you need to wear a mask or they're going to fine you.
Mm-hmm. And I know Lewis's store has these great Native American design masks. We'll have to put that up there for Lewis. but back to you.
We got to go in fashion, mask fashion. And again, I think, Robert, you know, some of us, you know, many of us water protectors will be in the caravan. And I think we have to find ways to support each other and getting out there. And I think just to ride it in itself is going to be rewarding. It's going to be building a more community. And again, October 11th through the 15th, and, you know, before, I know I don't have much time left, I want to give a shout-out to all the camps that are still out there because, you know, they still need continued support. A lot of people, well, all the pipeline's almost done, you know, and why would we want to support camp? Well, let me tell you something. These camps are ongoing camps. They teach culture, they build on community, and they also help build resilience that we're going to need in the future, because this is more than a pipeline. This is about defending our treaties, our way of life. And so I think, you know, these camps still need financial support. And like I mentioned a few weeks ago, Robert, they need long underwear.
Yeah.
It is cold up here now, so that came fast. And but, yeah, you can visit all of them on Facebook, and we have Ginyu Collective out of Park Rapids area. We have the Camp McGizzy on the Fond du Lac Reservation. We got the Manoman Protector Camp in White Earth. We got the Red Lake Treaty Camp near Hilaire, Minnesota. And we got the Welcome Water Protector Center in Palisade. And you can find them all on Facebook. And I encourage all of our listeners out there to continue to support the camps, because the camps are not just you know, a lot of people perceive our camps as No Line 3 protest camps, but they're not. They're teachings. Like right now, they're in wild rice camps, you know, and there's songs and there's community. And we need this, Robert. This is our part of our healing and being resilient again, is supporting camps. So our people who have lost their way or don't know where to go or have this energy inside that says, I want to make the world a better place, they could show up at these camps and find their way and find that purpose and find, like Robert, the wife, Wendy, find out ways to cause good trouble.
Good trouble. Yep, good trouble.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for stopping in, and we can't wait. I have to call you later about the Native Roots Radio store, so I know you'll be a big part of that. And I appreciate everything you do, and great talking to you.
Well, thanks for having me. And then, yes, Robert, I'll be more than humbled to share some of my beaded bees, and so the world can see what we're trying to save is those bees and everything that has life. And let's remind them, Robert, that we're still here and treaties matter. Miigwech.
Pinigigi. Wow, that was Nancy's awesome, Ogama. I mean,
she is awesome. She's an awesome artist also. A lot of people don't know that, but she really
does beautiful.
I don't even want to say crafts. Crafts seems so chintzy. I mean, beautiful, beautiful art earrings and necklaces.
She had
and
a dragonfly vibe going on, too.
Really, and she's very, very talented in so many ways.
Right.
A lot of people in the Line 3 movement are talented. A lot of people paint or create beadwork or those types of things. And it's, I guess I can't say I'm surprised, but I've also known Nancy for quite some time. But I'm always surprised by the sheer number of different types of art that come out of the Stop Line 3 movement and the environmental justice movement.
And I always give Nancy a hard time, too, is that if you want any cooking tips up in the deep north and comfort food, she posts a lot of pictures of what she's making and eating, and she has that huge garden up there. There she is, Nancy, much talented in the movement. Yes.
There we go.
So it's always great to have Nancy back on the show. Up next, we're going to do our sacred animal portion of the show, which, you know, it's been the longest running portion of Native Roots Radio, and it's always very informative. And I know Wendy learns a lot, and I learn a ton just by the research and what's going around Turtle Island with our sacred animals. So that's up next. Stay with us.
Stay with us.
Stay with us. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We heard a howl, dog howl later or earlier today in our backyard.
Yeah.
Must have been a bee dog or something. But
Kaylee had her dogs with her, so she brought them over. Two big dogs that, you know, we're not used to. We have like little bougie little, you know, designer puppy mill leftover dogs, but, 9 pounds and 6 pounds, and her dogs are like, you know, I don't know,
90 pounds.
50 pounds, 80 pounds. They're big dogs, yeah.
Yeah, they used to call me Big Dog in high school.
Yeah.
I was a big, big dog.
Yeah.
No, but hey, so I'd like to introduce you in a good way. You were my wife. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, city life. Took you from New York City or Long Island there, where it feels like a little like a Green Acres, a TV show
right
now.
A little bit, huh?
Hey, so why don't you introduce yourself, because I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me.
That's fine. That's no problem. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. As always, Curtis, thank you so much. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. So that's his native name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues on the – there's our cat – animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. And it's my pleasure to talk about animals and things that are going on with animals all over Turtle Island
our
and
relatives.
All over – yeah, all our over relatives. The world, our relatives for mm-hmm. sure. But Robert, like you always say on the show, we're here to amplify voices and to bring forward people's voices that normally wouldn't be heard. And I want to talk about a woman who I started following on Facebook a few months ago. And the reason why I started following her is because she's very involved with the Onaquai horses, who I've talked about on the show. They're in mm-hmm. Utah, and they're being rounded up by the Bureau of Land Management very cruelly with helicopters. And they stampede the horses into areas where they're kept. And these horses are wild horses. They're Mustangs. And they live in Utah
mm-hmm.
on land. And there's, you know, thousands of them, really. But they live in groups. Like, people don't really understand that. You have a stallion and, you know, the mare. And they have babies, and they stay together as a family unit. Like, they're together, you
yeah.
know, and they have feelings, and they're, you know, together. And these helicopters come and drag them into these holding facilities. But the Onaquai horses were round up. Not all of them. There's lots of them still on the land.
Mm-hmm.
In October, they're going to be having an adoption event.
Oh, are we getting one?
Yeah. Well, I read about having horses and how much it costs to keep a horse.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have one horse.
Backyard.
Not in our backyard in St. Paul in the cities here. We can't have a horse. But it costs a lot of money. Like, on average, I was reading just for the horse feed, veterinary care, whatever else, horseshoes, I don't know what else they need, hay, food, whatever. It's like $40,000 a year to have a horse and really, really take good care of it. I just had no idea. Like, who could afford that? That's crazy.
You could.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. But anyway, I want to talk.
Ogama could.
I want to talk about Jen. I want to talk about her name is Jen Rogers, and she is the founder and president of Red Birds Trust. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, Red Birds Trust, and it's in Utah. And what she does is she's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And she also takes people on wild horse safaris. So she takes
wow.
people out there, and they get to
we
know.
Gotta go.
People get to know these horses. They're all named. I've talked about Gandalf in the previous show. I have a picture I gave to Ogama. His name's Gandalf,
oh,
and he's the oldest. It's the oldest. He's the oldest horse in the area. He's approximately 30 years old, and he was not round up.
Wow.
Gandalf is a very wise horse, and he knew how to, I guess, hide, and he did hide. But an article came about, and it was written – where is it here? It was written by Stephanie Mathers about Jen Rogers and her organization, Red Birds Trust. And I just want to read a few things that Stephanie wrote about Jen Rogers, Red Birds Trust. And this is just yesterday, September 13th, 2021. She starts off saying, "These are lessons from the Onaquai. Be silent and you might be able to learn something. Gandalf knows us to balance, grace, and strength. Stargazer, he's another horse, convinces us never to give up on our dreams. Charger, proves anyone can be a hero. The world would learn a lot from the Utah's iconic herd of Mustangs. Their lessons emphasize resilience and freedom. But wild horses can't talk. And lately, there have been a lot of people who don't seem to want us to learn what they have to teach. Lessons like walking gently on the earth, the value of conservation, and the importance of compassion. So the Onaquai need someone to help them. A translator, a messenger, an advocate. That's where Redbirds Trust comes in. Part ambassador and parts adventure, Redbirds Trust seeks to tell the Onaquai story, raise awareness, and work with other local groups to ensure that the preservation of this magnificent herd. This month's sanctuary spotlight is unique. Redbirds Trust is not a sanctuary at all. Instead, it's an organization dedicated to preserving a natural piece of public land and the glorious wild horses who live there. Redbirds Trust works to ensure that humans ever do choose to listen to the wisdom of wild horses, then wild horses will still exist to tell their stories. She has a picture of Old Man Gandalf is an Onaquai icon. In his late 20s, he is the herd's elder. I thought he was 30. Sorry about that. He's at late 20s. He doesn't seem to have a specific group, but gets along with many, all of whom treat him with respect. In most recent roundup, Gandalf was not gathered. In fact, he was the horse that the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, stated they would attempt not to gather due to his age and status. And there's a photo. I'm not sure if that is one of Jen Rogers' photos that I picked, but she is a beautiful the photographer that you would not even believe the pictures, and her pictures are also for sale. There's a picture of Gandalf, and he is he's on the what, Robert?
No, I was giving you a professional signal that you have 1 minute left.
Oh, okay. I also want to talk about a picture. I'm going to put the picture up here if you're watching us on Facebook. This is one of Jen Rogers' pictures, and this is Strawberry and her foal Cullen, who was born on March of 2021. The two most important things, the Onaquai, are family and freedom. Strawberry and Cullen were gathered in July of 2021 and are currently at the Delta holding facility awaiting the October adoption event. The BLM stated that the young horses and their mothers are being kept together in the facility. This is a photo credit by Jen Rogers. So check out Redbirds Trust. I'm sure they have some information if you want to donate, but it's a great organization working to keep wild horses wild.
Hey, I want to say a big peenie, Wendy, for always speaking up for our relatives. Our relatives, the beans with hooves, tails, wings, fins, gills.
My pleasure.
Yeah, really, thank you so much. Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office. Pinigigi to Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, Ogama for the news, and Wendy, again, thank you so much for that. We are the seventh generation. We're still here.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated.